Climate activists Andrew George and Violet Coco say they've regularly broken the law to get their message heard.
The present is already unsafe for so many people. So what we have been doing is, causing serious disruption in Sydney by sitting down on the road completely non-violently and being prepared to be arrested for that.
We're like the alarm bell, you know, we sound the alarm and we're like the firefighter knocking down your door in the middle of the night. Maybe at first you're angry that your door's broken, but then you're grateful that your house and your kids are safe.
And both have felt the effects of new laws in New South Wales, introduced in April after protesters disrupted commercial activity in and out of Port Botany. Violet Coco was sentenced to 21 days of house arrest after she set off a flare on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and Andrew George was jailed for a similar offence. They say they were just trying to protect people and draw attention to the dire health of the planet, while authorities, they say, are trying to silence them. Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch says the penalties climate activists are facing are too harsh.
Climate protesters in Australia are increasingly and disproportionately subjected to vindictive legal action by authorities. This restricts their rights to the freedom of protest, freedom of peaceful assembly, and freedom of expression.
Police maintain people have the right to peaceful and lawful protests, and they dispute criticism of their actions last weekend when they raided a property north of Sydney housing climate activists from Blockade Australia, who say officers didn't have a warrant and didn't identify themselves. Blockade Australia says despite the new laws and threats from police, they won't be deterred. Their spokesperson is climate activist Zelda Grimshaw.
When climate destruction becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And we invite everyone impacted by the destruction of our planet and by these rabid new anti-protest laws to come with us.
Police, however, are promising to take a hard line with protesters in Sydney next week. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan.
I urge anyone that is considering participating in this activity to please reconsider. Any person blocking a roadway, blocking a railway line, or interfering with our ports will be arrested.
Activists say they expect friction in Victoria and Tasmania as well, with parliaments there currently debating the introduction of similar anti-protest laws.